Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio, Bénédicte Pro. Today we're speaking with one of the three main actors of Kirill Serebrennikov's Summer, played here in competition in absentia, as the director is currently on house arrest in Moscow. So we are meeting with the character, with the actor who plays the character Viktor Tsoi, the leader of the famous, legendary Sovietic group Kino.
Hello, Theo.
Hi, how are you?
So, as a Korean actor, how did you get into this Russian movie?
So, I went through a natural audition process, so to say. A friend of mine who is fourth generation Korean from Uzbekistan, former Soviet state, so he speaks Russian and he knows Viktor Tsoi and the culture. He called me up and he was asking me if I know anyone who could play like a young Viktor Tsoi. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, like... Actually, I don't, but if I find an actor, I'm going to call you up. And I didn't even think about that I could play the guy because, you know, I'd done my research when I was very young and I knew who he was. And I was a little bit chubby when I was younger. So I couldn't even conceive the idea that I would be able to play that kind of guy. If you know the real guy, you know, it's like, because he's like lean and slender. And then a friend of mine encouraged me to just send in a picture, you know. And so I did after a week. And then a week later, they asked me to put myself on the self-tape, you know, playing a guitar and singing some music. And then a week later, they asked me to come in for an audition to Moscow. And at that point, I was like, what? Wait a minute, you know, maybe I get a chance. And I found some article online about Kirill Serebrennikov in 2016, from November 2016. That he was going into pre-production for Leto. And I got the call for the audition in May 2017. So 6 months have passed and they haven't found the guy yet. So I realized that I have a realistic chance, you know. And I think the reason why I got the part is because of my interpretation of the young Viktor. Because a lot of people who know him have kind of a stereotypical preconceived notion of him because he's like the symbol for freedom and change and very this manly rock star. But when I was listening to his music, especially his first album from an early age, the lyrics are very poetic. And coming from a predominant, because I was born and raised in Germany, coming from a predominantly Caucasian environment as a Korean, especially Caucasian European, like Viktor Tsoi did, there is a certain type of sensibility, I feel like, that is very unique and has a certain type of melancholy and a certain type of cultural identity displacement that you're feeling, you know. So I could relate to that. And when I said exactly this to Kirill, he said, you know, I like what I hear. So 2 weeks later, I got the job, so...
It is not exactly a biopic as such, and that's what's great about it. What do you understand of what type of departure do you think it did from the original character of Viktor Tsoi?
To be honest, I don't know, because we created our own. Mm-hmm. And though our own that we know is basically about his childhood, you know, and before he was famous. So that's we had creative freedom and creative license from the person who originally wrote the story, you know. It's the memoirs of the real Natasha Naumenka. And as long as we as a production had her blessing, I felt like we could do whatever we want, you know. Of course, considering the subjective side, you know, doing whatever we want, have the creative freedom, but also the objective side, the side that people know him to be, and then marry the two, that was very important to us.
But as an actor, were you trying to stick to a figure, or did you actually try to bring and construct as you went?
Kirill said early on that it would be enough if we see glimpses of the famous Viktor Tsoi as people know him. And there are like a few glimpses in the film where even like Russian audience members came up to me. It's like, oh, I could feel and see the energy and exactly that person in you when you did that moment. And other than that, it's basically the beginning of how the result of how he arrived at those glimpses and at the character that he later became. So in that sense, I feel like we had a lot of freedom to play around and show how he became that person.
How are you trained to resemble as much as possible the character of Viktor Tsoi, especially without speaking Russian?
Yeah, I had a speech coach, I had a movement coach, and I had also singing lessons with people, and we all created the guy together. I mean, I just served as a canvas, you know. Even though for the energy on set for acting, I had to do it all in Russian, I got dubbed in the film, which is okay, you know, because it's people in Russia, they have an idea of how he sounds like. So we have a voice actor to dub his speaking voice. We have a singing actor who dubbed his singing voice, you know. And then we have makeup and costumes who, you know, it all helped together to create the character.
Did you discover the film here for the first time?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Were you surprised by the image, by the invention in the image?
I wasn't surprised because I knew that I would get surprised. So I was kind of, because I know how Kirill works. He has always final ideas and some finishing touches. He has always like creative ideas on the spot. So you have to be always like very alert and sensitive towards, you know, the changes that can come in. And, you know, for example, the animation in it. Or we shot the color parts in real 16 millimeters, but I didn't know how they're going to use it because I had the Russian script and I had a translation, but a lot of it got lost in translation. So I tried to focus only on the relationship and not about the editing and how he's going to direct it and the final picture, because some actors do, you know, they act in it with an imagination of how the final product would look like. But I couldn't, you know, do that. I just was in the moment with the actors and the emotions.
What was your first comments to each other with your other fellow actors, especially the main other two actors with whom we are a trio in the film? After the red carpet was done and the film was done and you all discovered it together, what was your first comments to each other?
I think we didn't say a lot other than, you know, how we huddled together and were very emotional about it because of what we have been through and the circumstances and how we had to be really disciplined about, you know, getting our energy together and supporting each other. So that was like, that was really a really tough wall to climb. And we're here, you know, we're here. So we are all very happy and grateful. It's for all of us. I mean, you know, we're in Cannes, in the highest league of cinema profession, you know, and in competition. And we're here without Kirill. So these mixed emotions, you know, they kind of were overwhelming at that moment. And it didn't need any words to understand that, you know. Yeah.
Did you rehearse before you started shooting?
We had 3 weeks to rehearse and and this is how we also finished the film, because we had so much rehearsal going on and we had so many notes from Kirill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And even on set, when after his house arrest on set, you know, Vlad, our DP, was saying, you know what, I want to shoot it this way, but I can hear Kirill's voice in my head and I'm fighting with him in my head because I know what he wants, how he wants it different. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I have the same. Yeah, but so up to that point, because we had only about a week left of shooting, so we were kind of, you know, fine-tuned enough onto each other to know how to work together and to how to create the final scenes.
It was a success. Thank you so much, Theo.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.